Although he has released a slew of work already, Where You Go, I Go Too could rightly be considered the true debut album from Lindstrom. His It's a Fidelity Affair of a couple years back collected all his 12-inch releases to date onto one release, while his two collaborative releases with Prince Thomas, self-titled and Reinterpretations, found him developing his style further while still pushing the whole Nordic beardo space whatever disco thing in new directions. Comprised of only three tracks, this newest album, it clocks in at just under an hour in length from Lindstrom, is an absolute gem. It certainly takes its time in developing. The first song alone is almost a half hour long, and not only continues down the path he's been traveling to date, but also really looks back in time as well, particularly to the 70s, calling to mind everyone from Tangerine Dream to Ashrah Temple. The album titled Where You Go, I Go Too opens the release, and basically does all of the above. Starting out slow, the kick drum doesn't even enter until almost 7 minutes in, with overlapping waves of synth, it calls to mind both of the aforementioned artists, as minimal guitar licks bounce off some perky synth melodies and throbbing bass that locks in and out of step with the evolving dance beat. It shifts gears about two-thirds of the way through and comes down slightly before veering back upwards again, and it's easily among the best things that Lindstrom has done to date. Grand Ideas keeps things moving as the middle track and takes on an even more Futuro vibe as layers of synth arpeggios roll across one another and a thumping beat mixes with some 80s-style drum fills. It's like Jan Hammer with a sturdier rhythm behind it, and yet it's not quite as cheeseball as it sounds, although still slightly so. The Long Way Home closes out the release and keeps the same basic components, while again weaving in some dry guitar work that sounds like it was pulled straight from Studio's Yearbook One. Spaced out and seriously hypnotic, Where You Go, I Go Too is one of those releases that is custom made for late summer evenings. It's not too loud, but at the same time has enough of a pulse to be a guide for steady movement. It might be a little on the light side for some listeners, but it should weave its way into the head of a good deal more.